This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy outdoing itself with job creation last month. The Labor Department jobs report just released shows around 250,000 jobs created last month when analysts were expecting it would show about 208,000. The jobless rate holding steady at 3.7%, which is still a five-decade low. President Trump continuing to focus on illegal immigration in these days leading up to the midterm elections, saying that it's impacting average Americans.
And places enormous strain on our local schools, hospitals, and communities in general, taking precious resources away from the poorest Americans who need them most.
A Texas deputy in critical condition after being shot in the head by a suspect last night in LaGrange. The suspect now in custody. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Suspected mail bomber Cesar Sayoc, the Florida man accused of mailing bombs to prominent Democrats around the country, due in a Miami courtroom this morning for a pretrial detention hearing. Funeral services scheduled today for the oldest person killed in the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting. 97-year-old Rose Malinger was attending a baby naming ceremony at the Tree of Life Synagogue when a heavily armed man walked in and killed her and 10 other people. President Trump could soon be filling a key diplomatic position.
And there are reports President Trump considering State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert for the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. post. The former Fox News anchor would replace Nikki Haley, who's leaving at the end of the year.
USA's Robin Walensky. The San Francisco 49ers haven't identified the cheerleader who took a knee during the national anthem last night before last night's nationally televised Niners game against the Oakland Raiders. This is USA Radio News.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
Google workers across the world staging an unprecedented walkout yesterday, protesting the company's treatment of women and how it's handled cases in which male executives were accused of harassment. This woman says,
"We want to show them that we care, that we're paying attention, that we have higher expectations, that we want things to change, that we think they need to change."
The walkout took place at about 24 different offices around the world, including at Google's big offices in New York and San Francisco. The company has about 94,000 workers. More information being released surrounding the death of notorious Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger earlier this week. Federal law enforcement officials say the 89-year-old had been transferred to a West Virginia prison due to disciplinary issues at the prison he'd been in. It was at the new prison that he was then beaten to death just hours after arriving. Bulger serving a life sentence for his role in 11 murders at the time. And no charges are being filed against an unintended stowaway on a flight from Kansas City to Chicago a few days ago. It seems this baggage handler for Piedmont Airlines says he had gotten drunk while on the job and then took a nap in the plane's cargo hold, waking up in the Windy City. The hold was heated and pressurized, and the flight only took an hour, so he wasn't injured. He got sent back to Kansas City to face disciplinary action. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And as promised, this entire hour is going to be devoted to exploring the biblical narrative and the prophetic perspective of current world events. Some of the top stories that we're going to look at is Russia placing blame on Israel over the recent downing of a Russian jet by Syria. What does that mean? And what kind of biblical implication does that bring up? Iran is fighting back against President Trump's decision to withdraw from the Iranian nuclear agreement. Why is the European Union defiantly siding with Iran on this matter, by the way? Also, Russian President Vladimir Putin recently met with Turkish Prime Minister Erdogan and Iranian President Rouhani in Tehran. What was this high-level meeting about? Meanwhile, President Trump is preparing his highly anticipated Mideast peace plan. Will it be another land for peace proposal? And why are many Israelis comparing President Trump to the historic King Cyrus the Great of Persia? And let's not forget about the USA. What about America's future? Will the USA have a Nineveh moment? Well, as promised, a couple of weeks ago, we said we're going to have Bible prophecy expert, best-selling author Bill Salas back to give us a more complete biblical story and perspective, in light of the current events. And how do these line up with what the Bible has been telling us? Also, we're going to dive into the prophetic future to look at the discoveries Bill has identified in his new book called The Next Prophecies. Bill Salas, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. It's good. And hey, thanks for a whole hour, because we got a lot to talk about.
Well, this is what happened. A couple of weeks ago, we started again. I just said, no, we need to block out an entire hour to this so that we can really give people a fair understanding. I know we put them on the edge of the seat. So now get ready. Get your number two Ticonderoga pencils out. Class is in session. So, Mr. Bill, before we discuss current events and future predicted scenarios, let's tell the listeners why the biblical narrative and prophetic perspectives are important and relevant today.
Well, absolutely. The world is being inundated with powerful current world events being informed from the secular worldview. Mm-hmm. And I like to remind people that, we don't have to base all of our decisions and conclusions upon that secular worldview. There's a biblical narrative with a prophetic perspective as well. The fact that it exists from the trustworthy source of God himself makes it absent of, void of any fake news, which is dominating the news mainstream media these days. And it's got 100% track record of accuracy. So why not glean from it? The Bible, the acronym it's very telling for Bible, B-I-B-L-E, is basic instructions before leaving Earth. It's a guidebook for us. Mm. It is the best-selling book of all times, filled with all kinds of information, 31,000-plus verses, of which about a third of those is got predictive information. And predictive information dealing with the type of headlines you just talked about, dealing with Russia and Turkey and Iran, and I believe even America may be mentioned in the Bible in Ezekiel 38 prophecy and elsewhere. So, our mission here at Prophecy Depot Ministries is to get the biblical perspective, prophetic perspective out there to people so they can say, okay, here, how does that line up with current events? Okay, we've got these things going on that are concerning us, nuclear scenarios developing, chemical weapons in Syria, etc. The Bible have anything to say about these things? Because bless their souls, these pundits that come on, these analysts that are on Fox and CNN, etc., military analysts and political pundits, etc., they don't know the future. They're going to do their best, if they're sincere, to tell us what the trends are and what they think might happen. But you know what? That's not good enough when it comes to these powerful world events. If the God of the universe has said something about what's going to happen in our future, and especially in our near future, we just want people to know about that and let them make their own decisions. So, for instance...
Well, Bill, before we do this, I want to tie a little knot on this for everybody. And that is that, there's nothing new. There's always been pundits and people who had ideas as to what was going on in the world. But God challenged that years ago, and we read that in the Old Testament. You can call them gods or, prophets of old, false prophets that gave opinions. But God was real clear when he said, because this validates Almighty God himself, the Lord of heaven's armies. It validates who God is. There is no other God like him that knows the end from the beginning. So he gives us this information for our benefit. There is no other God on the planet, in the world, anywhere that gives us this kind of information. And as you said, I've heard anywhere from a third to two-thirds of prophecy has been fulfilled with God's batting average of 1,000%. Roughly a third remaining. And so my question to everybody is, what are the chances of God still hitting 1,000% with the final one-third?
Exactly. And we're talking about God who sits outside of the time and space continuum. He's not a God with too much time on his hands. He has all time in his hands. And so when we get into the nature of prophecy, and I want to make a quote, because you sort of quoted it, but I'm going to give the listeners the verse, the proof text, what you were saying. Isaiah 46, verses 9 and 10 says this: "Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is no other." Like you had mentioned, there is no other God. So this is critically important. And how do we know that? Well, here's what he says: "I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure." So in other words, he's singling himself out. This is his certificate of authenticity. Mm-hmm. He is the only God. The way he demonstrates that to us is he tells us the end from the beginning, ancient times, things that have not been fulfilled. And he says, listen, my counsel is going to stand. You can take that to the bank. And that's what you were saying. Also, we're told in 2 Timothy 3:16, I believe it is, that all of the Bible, all of God's Word is God-breathed, inspired, and is thoroughly good for us for equipping, instruction, reproof, etc. So, Bill, it's very important, I think, in these troubling times, when you say about a third of the biblical prophecies have not found fulfillment, roughly that's a few thousand verses out of the 9 to 10,000 devoted toward predictive information, that is stage setting. And I lay this stuff out sequentially in some books I've written called The Now Prophecies, things that could happen now at the present time. They lack preconditions. They will be followed by the next prophecies, which have some preconditions prohibiting them from being fulfilled, but they're stage setting, Bill. That's the interesting thing. They're stage setting. So this is the information that I want to get people aware of, because it is dealing with these powerful topics you're talking about in the mainstream media.
And God gives us this information that we would be warned and not caught off guard, number one. Number two, that we can have confidence in a sovereign God who is in control of all these events. Right, Bill?
Right. Okay, the quick definition of Bible prophecy, it is predictive information outsourced from a loving God with 100% accuracy that is intended to authenticate his sovereignty, 2, equip us for the days in which we live, 3, it can spare lives like Noah saved his family and Joseph saved Egypt when he stored food, and it can save souls. Built. I came to know Jesus Christ through prophetic evangelism, listening to Chuck Missler, who recently passed away, prophetic expert, teaching on the book of Revelation. I was moved. I thought, well, God knows the end from the beginning. I need to know him.
Exactly. We're going to take a quick break. We've got more from Bill Salas. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. 15 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home values. Made in the USA blue jeans like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me.
Independent. It's just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bible prophecy expert, best-selling author Bill Salas continues with us. Bill, before we get on to some of the specific topics, I did want to address something that came out of the United Nations this week, and that was President Trump talking about a two-state solution for Israel. I had a problem with that when I heard it. I looked to see what kind of response was going to come out of Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu on that, and I didn't quite get the information I was looking for, because I know many of us who study the Word of God see the grave error that this president is about to embark on.
Well, the two-state solution is nothing new, and he's was mentioning that. At the same token, there's been other things that have been floated. This deal that he's going to propose is relatively secret at this point. We still don't know all the details. I am very concerned, like you say, if he comes out with this following the same failed footsteps of his presidential predecessors of George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, prior to that, and then Barack Obama. They wanted to divide up the promised land, God's land, into two states, mm-hmm. one for the Jews and one for the Palestinians. And that has failed every time, because you can't broker God's land, and the presidents need to be aware of that. So then the other thing that was floated was that Donald Trump apparently was talking about a confederation with Jordan. In other words, so the Palestinian state would, Jordan would have to assimilate a lot of the Palestinians and give them citizenship into Jordan, mm-hmm. and make it contiguous with the West Bank. Now, that's, Jordan has flat out refused that as any possibility. So, what Donald Trump is proposing is going to be interesting. He did say, it was interesting, back around August 23rd, I think it was, I'm not sure on the date there, but it was just a month or two back, that Israel would pay a high price in the peace deals because Donald Trump moved the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. And when he said that, that sent some shockwaves to a lot of people.
Exactly. No.
It was like, what was that about? Was that a political move, moving a chess piece so that you could, manipulate Israel into a decision on that? But God actually has a peace plan mm-hmm. that he spelled out in Jeremiah chapter 12. I'd like to just tell everybody what that is, because unless Donald Trump's peace plan correlates with that, it will fail.
Yeah, well, he will find out very quickly who is the ultimate deal maker. It is not Donald Trump.
No, it's not. And remember that, when we talk about God and Bible prophecy, who knows the end from the beginning, there were all kinds of prophecies predicting the diaspora, the dispersion mm-hmm. of the Jews into the world, which happened in 70 AD when the Roman Empire defeated Israel, and they destroyed Jerusalem. They destroyed the second Jewish temple. So they went out into the nations of the world. We never really had any prophecies that told us how long they would be out in the nations of the world. Well, it turned out that the diaspora lasted 1,878 years, from 70 AD to 1948 AD, when Israel was rebirthed as a nation. On May 14th, they just celebrated their 70-year anniversary of that this right. past May. And God knew that the ancient Arab hatred that had plagued the Middle East region from time immemorial would still exist. And in fact, knowing that from the beginning, he knew it would be under the umbrella of the canopy of Islam, the religion of violence that is a license really to come against the Jews. And if you understand some of those surahs in the Quran, you understand that they're not friendly to the Jewish people nor to the Christians. So this mm-hmm. Allah and Jehovah are definitely not the same God.
Right.
Anyway, he knew there would be a problem. He would have to do a resettlement process, because he knew there would be Arabs sitting in the land that was now going to be Israel, and he knew that the Jews would also be in the Arab countries that were going, and of course that would become Arab states. They would have to be resettled. And so knowing that, he put forward a compassionate plan around 2,600 years ago that was spelled out by Jeremiah for what we're dealing with right now. I have been on Daystar TV. I've shared this with Marcus and Joni. Mm-hmm. I have been on other TV shows and talked about this. I've got an article out on it, God's Middle East Peace Plan. And here's what it is. It's just simply three verses. And Jeremiah chapter 14, chapter 12, verses 14 through 17, says, "Thus says the Lord, against all my evil neighbors," get that, "who touch the inheritance which I have caused my people to inherit," that would be the promised land of Israel, "behold, told, I will pluck them out, forceful language, I will pluck them out of their land, the Arabs out of the Jews' land that's going to be coming, and pluck out the house of Judah, the Jews, from among them, those Arab lands. Then it shall be after I have plucked them out that I will return and have compassion on them and bring them back. Compassion on them. This is a loving, compassionate God, a great plan, knowing the end from the beginning. I will bring them back. If I pluck them out, I'll bring them back, have compassion on them. Everyone, not just the Jews, everyone to his heritage and everyone to his land. God, of course, knew where they all belonged. They're the descendants of Edomites and Ammonites and Moabites, etc. And so that's he's going to do that. He's going to bring them back into their own lands. This is a land for peace deal extraordinary. And, Bill, we saw God doing what he said he would do after World War One in 1917. The Ottoman Empire collapsed. They reigned over the Middle East for 400 years. And what happened was now Israel could become a nation and the Arabs could get their statehood back. So we have Saudi Arabia and Iraq, I think it was like 1935. Egypt was before that. I think Lebanon was 43. Syria and Jordan were 1946. And then Israel in 1948. If the presidents of America want to know what a land for peace deal is, that's what God did.
Exactly. Right.
He set that up. So he said, and it shall be, now we go into the final two verses, and he's going to have compassion. He's done this. He's resettled the area. And by the way, in 1947, UN Resolution 181, called the Partition Plan, called for there to be two contiguous states in Israel. There's supposed to be the Arab state and the Jewish state, but the Arabs rejected that and went to war with Israel in 1948, and they lost that opportunity, and they've been fighting for it ever since to get it back. And then, of course, in 1967, Israel tripled its size, etc. Anyways, I don't want to deviate. Let me get back to what God said in his peace plan, his compassionate land for peace deal there. It says in verse 16 of Jeremiah 12, and it shall be if they will learn carefully the ways of my people, if those Arabs will learn carefully the ways of the Jewish people to swear by my name, the God of the Bible,
right,
as the Lord lives, and the Lord lives, as they taught my people to swear by Baal, then they shall be established in the midst of my people. Now that's, let me break that down real quickly. With the same zeal that the Arabs once upon a time prompted the Jews to worship the false god of Baal, and at that time when Jeremiah wrote, they were worshiping Baal and sacrificing their children
exactly
to this false god. He said, if they will swear by my name as the Lord lives, as they tell my people to swear by Baal, then they shall be established in the midst of my people. So they could be established in the midst of his people without, you know, peaceably.
Exactly.
But what verse 17 says, and this is what I try to warn people with my teachings and in my books, but if they do not obey, if those Arabs who have gotten their states, if they do not obey, I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation, says the Lord. Bill, we're talking about the destruction of nations. And this is what I'm trying to warn my Arab friends, that, you know, your nations are now in jeopardy because you are not in compliance with God's roadmap plan. Mm-hmm. Now, I assure you, Donald Trump has never heard this scenario here. And I don't think his plan is going to be devised about it. Lindsey Graham bought one of my Psalm 83 books dealing with this kind of matter once upon a time. Whether or not he's read it or aware of this particular chapter that I've written in there, I don't know. But I need to sound this alarm, because what we're going to talk about, if we have time in the next section, is the destruction of some of these Arab states that is predicted, like Syria, Damascus, Jordan, parts,
exactly,
et cetera.
Well, the stage is set, Bill, and so we'll pick it up from there and address those Arab states. And, of course, even in Israel today, we get a little bit of a portent of what's going on. Interestingly, that Arabs feel very comfortable where Jews are in control. It's the other way around where you've got problems in Israel. Do you not?
Well, that's true. A lot of the Arabs in Israel realize they've got it better living than in Israel as Arab, Israeli citizens than other Arabs in the other states.
Exactly. We got to go to break right now. 29 minutes after, Bill Martinez here, Bill Salas over there.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. Getting your engine in top shape starts with getting the oil and filters changed regularly. So come right now to AutoZone and take advantage of our great deals on oil change specials. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store. AutoZone.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy outdoing itself with job creation last month. The Labor Department jobs report just released shows around 250,000 jobs created last month when analysts were expecting it would show about 208,000. The jobless rate holding steady at 3.7%, which is still a five-decade low. President Trump continuing to focus on illegal immigration in these days leading up to the midterm elections, saying that it's impacting average Americans.
And places enormous strain on our local schools, hospitals, and communities in general, taking precious resources away from the poorest Americans who need them most.
A Texas deputy in critical condition after being shot in the head by a suspect last night in LaGrange. The suspect now in custody. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
Hey, Bill Martinez here, right at the intersection of God and country, faith and politics, the things that matter and that are so most important for you to reconcile and be aware of. Right now, we're taking a look, in-depth look at Bible prophecy, the current events. What are they telling us relevant to Bible prophecy? What is God telling us, more importantly? Bill Salus, Bible prophecy expert, best-selling author, his brand-new book, The Next Prophecies, are with us. Bill, as we were mentioning very briefly before we get into more of the current events, let's consider Donald Trump for just a moment. There has been some comparison of Donald Trump and Cyrus, the king, that was instrumental in letting the Jews and helping the Jews go back to Israel. But as is the case, whether with King Hezekiah or with Cyrus and others, is that sometimes their ego can get in the way. And Donald Trump needs to be sensitive to this, is that he cannot let this the success that he's enjoying right now in this administration, though he's fighting against all kinds of antithetical odds. I can appreciate that. But he has to remember who put him in office and the wind that is at his back and where that is coming from.
Absolutely. And we start with a basic understanding that God has foreign policy in place. And it goes back 4,000 years ago to the time of the great patriarch Abraham. And we find this in Genesis chapter 12, where at that point, God says to Abraham, who is living in a pagan world, he says, I want you to come out and follow me to a land I will show you, and I will make you a great nation, massive, marvelous, most prosperous nation. That's what the Hebrew word gadol meant. Abraham understood. So Abraham followed him, and his name became, Abraham means father of multitudes. He was called the first Hebrew. I'm just trying to give a little basic history here because we have to talk about this comparison with King Cyrus and the concerns with Donald Trump.
Right.
The first Hebrew, which means to pass over. He was the man who passed over from the pagan world to follow God. He would be made a great nation. Through him, it says, all the families of the earth would be blessed. And God says in his foreign policy, he says to Abraham, I will bless those who bless you. This is Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. But I will curse them who curse you. Now we find out why that's significant, because other prophecies go on through the lineage of Abraham, his son Isaac, his grandson Jacob, saying that they would have a seed that would come out of them. That would be the Messiah. This was a messianic promise. That would be Jesus Christ who came out of that genealogy. He says, your seed shall bless all the families of the earth. So we get more clarification. So what it was a messianic promise prophecy to Abraham. And in other words, everyone who will bless you is blessing my plan of redemption for man. Everyone who curses you will be cursed. The forceful language must be cursed. So God has this foreign policy in place. Mm-hmm. It has not left. It's effectually intact. It is critically important right now in the end times.
It is absolutely fixed, Bill, right? I mean, this is what people need to apprehend here, is that this isn't, you know, a grayscale kind of thing with God. This is absolutely fixed, just like the law of gravity.
That's right. He is the same as he is today, the same as he was yesterday, and the same he will be in the future. This plan is in effect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically, like I said in Jeremiah chapter 12, God's peace plan was, listen, you know, get along with the Jews, dwell in the midst of them. Swear by the God of the Bible's name, like you taught the Jews to swear by the false god Baal. In other words, this is the real deal. And we've seen that when the other presidents, Clinton, and then Bush followed, and then Obama, when they tried to trade up God's land for peace, put Israel in a dangerous predicament, you cannot trade God's land. What happened was we had retaliations come and hit us as well. So, for instance, let's talk about George Bush. George Bush, in August of 2005, convinced Prime Minister Ariel Sharon of Israel to pull out of the Gaza, and it almost created a civil war in Israel. And I remember seeing footage of the last settlers fighting tooth and nail to stay in the Gaza. He pulls them out. Well, Gaza becomes now called Hamasdan, for another term, you know, where Hamas now has gotten in there and been lobbing missiles ever since into Israel, putting parts of Israel in terror all the time, consistently. And what happened on the next week after the last settlers pulled out, the storm clouds start coming over through the Gulf and start heading toward New Orleans. And we had got hit with Hurricane Katrina, our worst nation's costliest disaster, Category 5 in August, on the heels of what happened there, as if it was a discipline from God to this country, a warning. And then it was followed the next month in September with Hurricane Rita, another Category 5. And then in January of 2006, Ariel Sharon went into a coma. And he was in a coma for 8 years. He died in January of 2014. So, you know, you don't mess with God's land. Now, what's interesting when we talk about the King Cyrus comparison with Donald Trump, you know, King Cyrus was actually one of the most noted kings in the Bible, and he wasn't even an Israeli king. He was a Persian king.
Right.
And he was prophesied by name by Isaiah around 720 B.C. King Cyrus came onto the scene. His lifespan was from 600 to 529 B.C., so about 120 years before he was even born. Isaiah says in Isaiah 44:28, who says of Cyrus, calls him by name, he's not born yet, he is my shepherd. And he shall perform my pleasure, saying to Jerusalem, you shall be built, and to the temple your foundation shall be laid. So what was happening is Cyrus comes on the scene. He conquers the Babylonians in 539 B.C. He gets this prophecy that was written 120 years in advance. And he tells him he needs to send the Jews back out of the captivity into the land of Israel and rebuild the temple. And immediately he does that. He says, listen, the God of the Bible is God. Cyrus actually became a believer in the God of the Bible. And he sent the Jews back immediately. That prophecy moved him to become a believer and to send the Jews back. Now, the Jews love King Cyrus, as do the Iranians, by the way. They make pilgrimages to his tomb every New Year. They call it Nowruz in Iran. And they don't visit the Ayatollah Khomeini's tomb. They visit this guy's tomb, right?
Yeah.
Back from 539 BC. Well, anyway, the Sanhedrin in Israel, which is the religious leadership, that was the religious leadership at the time of Jesus, they reinstated it again in Israel. And they minted a coin commemoration of King Cyrus and Donald Trump moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. There's a picture. You can see Donald Trump superimposed over King Cyrus. I have one of these coins.
Mm.
And they minted this coin because what do they want to do? And this will shock your listeners. They want to rebuild the third Jewish temple. Remember, Cyrus sent them back to rebuild the second Jewish temple. They want to rebuild the third Jewish temple, and that's in prophecy, by the way. There will be a third temple. Even Jesus spoke about it in Matthew 24. And they want to raise money from this coin to rebuild that temple. And there's a problem, though. There's a gold dome from the, Arabs sitting right on the foundation stone where they want to build that temple. But that gold dome will be going away, and they will be building that temple. But so back to your point, and as I conclude here in summary, Donald Trump needs to be humble. The fact that he's being compared to one of the most noted kings of the Bible is amazing. Many of us are excited that Donald Trump was elected to the end that he would be pro-Israel. He has the most pro-Israel cabinet that we've probably ever seen, with Nikki Haley at the UN, John Bolton, Mike Pence is an evangelical Christian, et cetera, Pompeo as well. So we're ecstatic about the potential here, because if you bless Israel, you will be blessed. That's
exactly
the foreign policy we talked about. But you're right. He can turn the tide so easily by twisting Netanyahu's arm to trade land for peace. That is failed policy. It is not part of Jeremiah 12's plan, which God said, I read earlier in the show. So we got to watch this, Bill, very carefully.
Well, as Bill has been referring to in terms of natural disasters following any interference, and this has all been well documented, two significant books, one by Bill Koenig, another by John McTiernan, who have done extensive studies. I think when I added it up, Bill, it was close to $1 trillion in natural disasters that followed within 24, 48 hours of the United States interfering with God's foreign policy for Israel. It's not coincidence. I mean, I'm not much of a believer in coincidence, especially when it comes to Israel, the apple of God's eye. Bill Salas is with us, Bible prophecy expert, author of the book, The Next Prophecies, and we've got more as we wrap up this hour with Bill, so stay with us.
From Graceworks Pictures comes Indivisible, based on the true story of Army Chaplain Darren Turner and his wife Heather.
It is with great honor that I have served my country, but I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock, and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
One marriage, one family, under God. Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. More information is available at indivisiblemovie.com.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
When you go to the voting booth this November, or you're filling out your early ballot, ask yourself this question before you pull the lever or check the box. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? If you are, then vote Republican. If not, then pull the lever for somebody else. Remember, we are Republicans and we stand for you.
It's your turn to be heard. Stand up for America and join us on November 6th. Pull the lever for freedom and justice. Vote Republican. Sponsored by Dan Perkins.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. Getting your engine in top shape starts with getting your oil and filters changed regularly. So come right now to AutoZone and take advantage of our great deals on oil change specials. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, it is overwhelming when you stop for just a moment and consider why Jesus came, and that song says it so appropriately, to break every chain, to get every hindrance out of the way, that we can be that all that God has called us to be, Bill Salas. If anything brings me to tears, it is that, to realize that a loving God says, hey, it's not, I'm with you. I'm right there for you. I'm cheering you on. And key to all this is that you have to serve me and me only, and you will be free like you can't even imagine. I mean, true liberty, this is what it's all about, is for us to have freedom to honor and to love and to worship God. It is overwhelming to me.
Well, absolutely. You know, people need to realize, and that's why we talk about the importance of the biblical narrative and the prophetic perspective, is that there are two kingdoms paralleling each other in this world presently. One is swayed by the wicked one. We're told in 1 John 5:19, the whole world is under the sway of the evil one. Mm-hmm. But at the same token, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, is at hand. It's invisible to the secular world, to the secular man, but it is at hand, and we know that. We know that having a relationship with Jesus Christ, he answers our prayers. He's doing miracles and healings in Iran. The kingdom is at hand there, of course. Mm-hmm. The kingdom of God, the Messianic kingdom, will be physically manifested soon. There'll be a thousand-year kingdom when Jesus Christ has returned, and he will set up his kingdom, and it'll be like a restored Garden of Eden scenario. But we can't forget the fact that we are still dealing with a parallel dual kingdoms going here.
Exactly.
We want people to understand that, you know, we can accept Jesus Christ and be in his kingdom of God, have our eternal future, secured, have abundant life presently, get a peace that surpasses understanding, and realizing you're not alone in this world, but you have a God who's designed you for specific purposes, who loves you, who wants to be an integral part of your life. Mm-hmm. And that's why the power in the name of Jesus Christ, that song is so beautiful, because that is what the reality you and I live in, Bill.
Yes, exactly.
As do almost 2.1 billion Christians, mm-hmm. if we add them all up, the Catholics and the Protestants, etc.
Exactly. In the world, not of the world, God knew this. He knew it beforehand. He knows exactly what we're dealing with. And he's given us a great gift of Bible prophecy, which validates that he only is the God of the universe. Bill, your last two series of books, The Now Prophecies and The Next Prophecies. Now prophecies right now are evident. Nothing needs to predicate the realization of those prophecies. They're ready to go at any moment when God says it's time. And the next prophecies, of course, are dependent upon certain occurrences. Break that down just a little bit and introduce people so that they understand that these two books, this powerful series of Now and the Next Prophecies, are available to them.
Well, yeah, and it's amazing, Bill, if you think about it. Here we are sitting at the end of the timeline, more than likely. We could be that terminal generation. The Bible speaks about a time when the earth as we know it has an expiration date. It'll go through a 7-year tribulation period. But we're actually sitting at a time where we could actually find ancient prophecies roll off their parchments and pound down on the pavement, and they will pack a powerful global punch, such as in the Now prophecy. Things that could happen at the present time. A disaster in Iran, it looks like a nuclear disaster. I write about these all in the Now Prophecies book you referenced, which they can get, by the way, at my website, prophecydepot.com, prophecydepot, like homedepot.com. Destruction of Damascus, it looks like, it says one day Damascus is going to cease from being a city. That's in Isaiah 17.
I mean, you see it now, and it almost looks like how much is left, Bill. It's just rubble.
I know, and now the prophecy calls for that desolation to be caused by the children of Israel, not by the things we've seen right here. But it says it happens overnight, which is a technology Israel has. When I can see it, there's trouble in the evening and the morning, he is no more. Speaking of Damascus and the masculine pronoun, that's Isaiah 17:14. But we got the stuff with Jordan, toppling of Jordan, the final Arab-Israeli war. I write about this in my Psalm 83 book. It's also in the Now book. The decline of America. You know, you're talking about the concerns of Donald Trump. Is he going to be arrogant? Is he going to be humble? And that sort of thing. Well, I've got things of concern to talk about in the Now prophecies about America. The expansion of Israel. The Israel you see today is going to become greater and safer after they win wars of those Arab countries around them. And I talk about those in that book. And then the rapture, Bill, we talk about that in the book, too. What is it? What is the rapture? Could it happen before the tribulation period? And I give the arguments and explanations about that. But then what these two books have done so far, and they're ultimately going to be three books, we haven't finished the third book yet, is we're trying to chronologically order the prophetic events between now and the second coming of Jesus Christ. And that's no easy task, but we've got ways we can look at it. What has preconditions? What has no preconditions? So we just talked about the ones that have no preconditions. They could happen now. Mm-hmm. The ones that have some preconditions will happen after the nows, the next. So, for instance, the destruction of Russia. They're in Ezekiel 38, the Gog and Magog prophecy.
Right, exactly.
I'll explain about that in the next prophecies book. Mm-hmm. God is going to let the world know he's the holy covenant-keeping God in that prophecy. I talk about that. What about the decline of Islam? Two major Muslim wars are forthcoming in Psalm 83 and Ezekiel 38. I analyze those and chronologize them in order and show how Islam is the best days are behind it. Mm-hmm. I joke around and say Allah is about to lose his Akbar, which means it's great. You know, shouts Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar. You know, our God is the greatest God. Well, no, sir. That's going to change. The Jewish temple, we talked about that earlier, that's going to be constructed. Yeah. There's going to be a global world religion called Mystery Babylon. I believe that is centered in, it says, in a great city. I believe that city is Rome. Mm-hmm. And I get into extensive talks about that. And I warned the Catholic Church about what the Bible says about its prophetic future. You know, they're all millennial. They're not looking for Jesus Christ to come and fetch his bride up in the rapture, as we pre-tribulation rapture believers would teach it. There's going to be an Antichrist, Bill, and this is an important part of the next prophecy book. This charismatic world leader, Satan's going to put his point man forward without any, it'll be on the heels of, on the platform of supernatural deception. It says it'll be lying, signs and wonders and deception. You know, this is where the world is going. This is what the Bible is trying to warn about. And so we have this little window period of time called the church age that's at its end. Mm-hmm. Where we want people to come to know Jesus Christ and be involved in a relationship with Him as their personal Savior, which is a gift from God through their faith, not of works lest anyone should boast. That's in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. So that they can have the kind of life they need to have and the kind of awareness they need to have to get through what's forthcoming. And that's what these books try to do. And that's what
they don't fall victim. I mean, this is what's so key about this, Bill, and why you and I are talking about this. This is the very souls of all of humanity. And God's heart is such that he would not want one to perish. So how could we not feel any different? But the way the Father feels toward this, and this is why your passion towards prophecy, certainly, you know, my passion toward it as well, making time on this radio show, which God has made available. This is totally God. This is the hand of God. And this is why you and I are talking today. And there are people listening because this is their appointed time, just like it was the appointed time for Jews when Jesus came, when the Messiah came. And at that time, the ominous admonition that came out after that was the people were judged because they missed their appointed time.
And the nation of Israel still, as a nation, does not recognize Jesus Christ was the Messiah. They're still looking for one to come. And that is one of the reasons I point forward in the next prophecies book, that they want to build their temple. And that they sign in what's called a false covenant that starts the tribulation period. I cover this in the book. But you're absolutely right. Bible prophecy is not God trying to show off, because He knows the end from the beginning. He's got so many pressing, important things He does, and He's integrated in our lives. This information is for us.
Yes.
He wants people to know how much He loves them. That's why He gives us this information. And our natural response, our volitional response, should be to worship Him for caring, to love and adore Him for giving us this information. I mean, He's telling us what's going to happen in the future. But the warning to those listening right now who have not put their faith in Jesus Christ is that times are coming real soon where the Bible predicts in the book of Revelation series of judgments, seal judgments, and trumpet judgments, and bowl judgments, and an antichrist, and a harlot world religion, and supernatural deception. If the world is going to change, folks, it's going to change dramatically. And you don't want to be part of that, because there will be people who come to know the Lord, but it will come at a cost of great martyrdom. We hear about all kinds of people who become believers who get martyred for their faith, and that will not be an easy choice. Who wants to die for their faith? And two, there'll be deception. It will not be a popular choice. There'll be other arguments where, you know, what's going on in the end times. And this Antichrist will look very appealing, this world leader, as if he can try to restore with the chaos that's going on in the world. So these books will really help your listeners to understand
exactly
what's forthcoming.
And also, you talk about fake news and the power of popular opinion. Bill, it will rain. It says that there will be a time when knowledge will abound, but, information will abound, but knowledge will be lacking. I mean, and boy, are we not at that door at this very moment?
Well, that is a prophecy in Daniel 12. Information would increase, but some of this is fake news, and that's what we try to discern by the biblical narrative and the prophetic perspective.
But God, we know, is true. And that's who we need to pursue and keep our eyes on. The warnings are clear. Just because America has been devoid of some of this devastation that's taken place in other lands doesn't mean that we are going to be, exempt from it.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
What if there was